بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. الحمد لله، we have come here to learn how to give our lives in the love of Allah تبارك وتعالى. How to give up our nafs, our carnal desires, our khahishat, our whims, what do you want in life, for the command of Allah تبارك وتعالى. How to give it up, how to forego our rights, we learn from our mashayikh. In the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how they give up their nights, they give up the eating and the drinking, and the fasting of every day, in the gham and the pain of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we hear, we learn from our Hazrat Wala Adam barakatuhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a few things haram for us, and plenty halal. The halal things also, as it teaches us, the halal things also make ourselves accustomed to give it up also. And then to give up haram will become easier. Something attracts the eye is mubah, permissible to look at it. But then to divert your attention away, Ya Allah, I will take care of my basarat, give me basirat. I will take care of my physical eye, my basarat, Ya Allah, give me basirat, the eyes of the heart. The dunya is exacting, is looking at us, we're looking at dunya. Inna dunya hulwatun khadira. Nabi Ali salatu wa salam said, dunya is green, is lush, is attractive, it calls you. As it teaches us, that just turn your eyes away. That car is attracting you. A certain haram woman is attracting you. Even something mubah and permissible, accustom the eye, make it habitual. I don't have to look, Allah will give me the eyes of the heart. Put the dagger of taqwa, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, in everything I only want to see you. In everything, I only think of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To the extent, Hazrat teaches us the simplest of things. Putting on the switch light, say Bismillah. Before going in the toilet, Bismillah. Then think of the marhumin also. The reward that I'm getting, the sawab I'm getting for that little dua I'm reading. Subhanallah, the friends of Allah, what a heart they have. Not only the ummah that is alive, the ummah that has left the world, even worrying about their qabr also. The dua that we are reading before entering the toilet, Ya Allah, the reward of that simple dua, Bismillahi, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Ya Allah, the reward of the dua sent to the marhumin, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What hearts they have. Such big hearts. They teach us now how to take the entire ummah, the gham of the ummah. And right now, we know what is happening in the world right now. The heart goes out there. But over again, to focus our attention to where our Hazrat teaches us also. Whatever is happening in the world right now, let the pinnacle, the aim, the maqsood, and the risalas and the aim of the messengerhood of Nabi Ali salatu salam, yuzhirahu ala deeni kulli. Deen must prevail. Whether it be in certain part of the world is difficulty, Ya Allah, they also your deen must prevail. Whatever trials they are going through, Ya Allah, the deen must prevail. They also, that they must come unto complete deen. And that is their success. What a beautiful point Hazrat Wala teaches us also. Now we are overwhelmed with so many, we are overpowered, overwhelmed with so many news articles, so many shuhada, so many passed away. Hazrat teaches us that sometimes we forget to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It just become numbers and figures. The reality is, we saw the figure 400 that passed away, 400 times Inna lillahi. Hazrat says, say it one time. Say it one time, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah Ta'ala has given this wazifa as a speciality to the ummah. If something, some calamity has to hit the heart, then say, Inna lillahi, Allah, we belong to you. And the ummah has to return to you. Allah says, because you said this kalima, although so short, but so powerful and so heavy, we are commanded in Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah jalla jalaluhu himself and the malaika sends salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That all believers, you also join this beautiful company of ours, this partnership, and you also send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this ayat over here, Allah says that when the ummah will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, ulaika alim salawatum min rabbihim. Allah says, then you send salawat to my Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in this ayat Allah says, I will send salawat upon you. Ulaika alim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma. And then divert this rahmat of Allah and the salawat of Allah upon saying this kalimat, Ya Allah, to those that are in musibat and difficulty, Ya Allah, have rahma upon them. The entire ummah. When you will make, and as we learned in this beautiful Dar Ulum, the Ahadith, Al-Mu'minuna ka rajulin wahidin, that the believers are one body. If the foot is paining, the eye is paining, the heart pains, the entire body becomes restless. Entire body becomes restless. What can I do right now to help my brethren in that part of the world? And our Hazrat teaches us over and over again, give up the haram. Give it up with the pleasure of Allah. As you heard in the poem now, give up the eyes, the haram lustful gazes, and the haram activities involved in, the grey areas in my life which I'm uncertain about. I don't need it, Ya Allah. Give it up in the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And as we hear, that part of the world, Al-Quds, etc., that is a barometer, the thermometer of the Ummah. We can do a'mal for the betterment or the detriment of the Ummah. Give it up for the sake of Allah, whatever my activities may be. And how beautifully we learn from Hazrat Wala. We have a sheikh to make ittila and make ittiba'. We inform our spiritual doctor, this is the dimari of my life. And follow the prescription, how quickly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the power of jazb and pull us towards Him. Not only us, the entire Ummah. As Hazrat says, that make the niyat for the entire Ummah. Any bayan we give also for the entire Ummah must take benefit. More people will hear the haqq and the truth. And Ya Allah, Ya Rahman has come down upon the Ummah, but every person will contribute with his dua. We raise our hands and we make dua, and we heard from our Masatiza and Hazrat Wala, Haji Naqwada Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he came to our Darulum, he taught us also so beautifully. He says that in the hadith we learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the times to make dua every day, between Azan and Iqama, and the duas of Azan to be learned from Hazrat Wala, to read the duas. Thereafter, the time between Adhan and Iqam is the time to make dua, is an open time. Hadith Abu mention Rahmatullah Alayh, that the king makes an announcement that the national treasury is open from this time to that time, take whatever you want. But Mr. Clever, he says, I'll come just 1 minute before they close. I've got contacts. He comes, it's closed, and tells the king, please. He says, you lost the time, we had this time open. But he might get something, but not what he could have got. Between Adhan and Iqam, Allah Ta'ala's sijri is open. After every four salat, du'as are maqbool. And if we read in the biography of Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh, it mentioned two things about him, that every battle that he won on the day of Jumu'ah. At the time when the khutbah was on, he would wait for that special time. These are arifin also, giving their lives in the battlefield, in the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the deen has to prevail. He knew at that specific time in the Muslim Ummah, every khatib on the member is making dua for the Muslim Ummah and army right now. And finally, we say, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given him Al-Quds, and he was laid siege to by the three kings of the time, Britain, France, and Germany, when they marched on. His biographer says that he came that morning, it was the morning of Jumu'ah also, and he came to pick him up from his home, and he sees the eyes of this Arif and Wali of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We haven't slept the entire night. How can you sleep when the siege being laid to Al-Quds right now, our haram? When our Jamaat was there right now also, one person stood up in the haram and he gives a bayan, and he said, Nabi of Allah has designated the mawaqit, the miqat, for all the people of the world. Before you come to the miqat, make sure you don your ihram. You are coming to the most beautiful place and the most valuable place in the world, Makkah al-Mukarramah. You can't come in ordinary clothing. People of Medina, Munawwar Azul Khalifa, people of South Africa, Yalamlam, then we have Ji'irana, Qarnul Manazil. He says all these are miqats to the people of the world, but there is no specific reward mentioned to tie ihram at these miqats. And in the haram of Al-Quds, he says, but Nabi of Allah has given special virtue for those who tie ihram at Al-Quds. Come here and tie the ihram, Allah will give you past sins and future sins, and for you is Jannah. Sahaba Ikram would come. And the point he says, we make dua, Allah opens that masjid for the entire Muslim world. The 24 hours labbaik will be resounding in the haram. People will be tying a haram, then deen will prevail in the world. But that will come when the ummah will wake up, and they will make dua. On the Yomul Jumu'ah, the biographer of Mr. Salahuddin Ayyubi tells him, rahmatullah alayh, that now we can hear the calls of the armies beyond the walls of Quds. O Salahuddin, today is your day. The day of Jumu'ah is your day. And subhanAllah, how much shukr we make. How much shukr we make. Our Hazrat taught us the value of the day of Jumu'ah. For years instilling our hearts. Understand what the day of Jumu'ah and Durood Sharif is. You go back in history and you see the same legacy is coming down to our Hazrat Wala. He said, I will pick you up today at the time of Jumu'ah before the Adhan. Come to the Haram, take your Sadaqah. When Adhan is given, they perform your rakats of Salah. And at that time of Salahuddin, you know the du'as are accepted between Adhan and Iqamah. Such a big thing in the Ummah. That was the time he made du'a. The biographer says that we came to the Haram. Adhan finished, he recited his du'a. He began his Salah, he goes into Sajda. And he says, I put my ear to his, closer to his mouth to hear what du'a he is making. And he says, Ya Rabb, in qata'atil asbab. Ya Allah, I've used all the asbab I had and the means, Ya Allah, to protect your deen and the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, everything is finished. I don't have anything left besides tears for you. He says, tears flowed. By the time they made the salam of the Jumu'ah, they could hear from beyond the walls of the Quds, retreat, retreat, we are going back. What happened? Allah's Qudrat. Nobody knows till today. So we have come here, my dear brothers, to make our Islah, every single one of us, what we left from our Hazrat Wala, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, to make dua, to take our sadqah, to keep roza, and to give up our desires for the sake of Allah. Allah will change the conditions in the world. One person changing his life, Allah will change the conditions in the world. Allah Ta'ala give us the faith to make our